Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments, step back to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making today's call a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 29th day of the month of Nisan, the 14th day of the Omer, and in Israel, where it is already Rosh Chodesh, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Yom Shishi, the 30th day of the month of Nisan. We continue to hold Achenu, Kol Beis Yisrael in our hearts, davening for our brave Chayalim and all of those standing on the front lines protecting our people. May He who gives salvation to kings and dominion to princes, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, grant wisdom and righteous counsel to the President of the United States and all who guide this nation. May He protect and bless the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces, granting them strength, courage, and safe return. May the decisions of America's leaders bring peace, security, and stability to all. May the Supreme King of Kings and His mercy put into their hearts and hearts of all their counselors and officials to deal kindly with us and all of Israel. In their days and in ours, may Yehuda be saved and Yisrael dwell safely and safety, and may the Redeemer come to Zion, may this be His will, in Omar. Amen. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Akiva Males of the Young Israel of Memphis in Memphis, Tennessee, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Males' remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, Taref, Chaf, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. These are chapters 20, 121, and 130. The Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English, the Mishaberach for our amazing Chayalim, and finally Rabbi Males will conclude with the Mishaberach L'cholim, pausing for about 30 seconds, that each of us can insert the names, all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link, as always, is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Males.
Hello, good afternoon, everyone. It's Rabbi Akiva Males in Memphis, Tennessee, and I hope that you're well. Thank you very much for calling in and taking part in this extremely important program today. I want to share with you two very brief Divrei Torah. After all, it's a double parsha. We're going to be reading both Tazria and Metzora, so I thought it would be fitting if I shared two very short Divrei Torah with you. The primary theme that comes up in both of these parshios this week is the concept of tzaras. Tzaras is oftentimes interpreted or translated as leprosy, but we know that this was not a regular physical illness. This was a spiritual malady that took on a physical manifestation. And according to Chazal, there were several averos, there were several shortcomings a person could have done to have brought tzaras on themselves. But the one that's most synonymous with tzaras is Lashon Hara, is the idea of having spoken ill about another person. And I'd like to talk a little bit about that today. We know that the concept of speaking Lashon Hara is something that we all want to avoid. And we know that the problem, the main idea of Lashon Hara, is that it drives a wedge between people, between parties, and it destroys relationships. And we know that this comes up because Chazal tell us that the Metzora has to stay badak, has to stay singled out, away from the rest of the camp. And this is a form of Mida Keneged Mida. This was a person who, through their sin of speech and misappropriating the gift of speech which they had been given, we know that because of that, they had separated and they had destroyed relationships. They had harmed relationships. In order to make that right and to see what that feels like, this Metzora is now forced to stay aside, away from the rest of Klal Yisrael, Chutz L'Machaneh. I want to just share a beautiful story with you, a very, very brief story, and that is as follows. This idea of what the Metzora has done wrong, that he uses gifts of speech to destroy a relationship and to denigrate another person, I want to show you something that's the polar opposite about how we can use our gift of speech. If we use our seichel, if we use our intellect together with our gift of speech, we can do everything within our power to maintain another person's dignity and to stop them from being humiliated. Years ago, my wife and I lived in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. We were there for 9 years where I served as a community rabbi. During that time that we were there, since Harrisburg was only about an hour 20 minutes north, a drive north of Baltimore, I had the good fortune of spending some time with Rav Moshe Heineman of the Star K in Baltimore. He was an incredible amount of assistance for our communal Erev. Whenever I had questions, I would consult him. He spent a lot of time on that Erev and helping me with that. After we moved to Memphis, there was someone who was visiting from his family, and I told him, I said, you know, I have such a debt of Hakaras HaTov, real appreciation for all that Rabbi Heineman shared with me those years that we were in Harrisburg and how he helped educate me about many of the dinim and all of the halachas of Erev and what I needed to do to maintain it, how to fix it, and some very unique situations and problems that came up and how we solved them together. And I said, you know, you're a relative. I just want to say thank you. What a special person he is. And this fellow, I believe he was a great nephew, says, I have to tell you a beautiful story about my great uncle, Rabbi Heineman. I said, please. So Rabbi Heineman is involved with the Star K with many varied areas of kashrus. One of them is with Shechita. And he said that there was a school that was visiting. He didn't want to name the city that the school was from. It was not from Baltimore. There was a school that was visiting, and they had asked Rabbi Heineman to arrange a tour of a plant that did Shechita. I believe he said it was for lambs. And he said, I'm coming with my students. We just learned about Karbanos and Sefer Vayikra. It would be such an educational experience if we could see Shechita. So he said, sure. And Rabbi Heineman arranged the tour and took him around. At the end of the tour, Rabbi Heineman asked the group, does anyone have any questions? And the students, no one raised their hands, but the Rebbe, the teacher, raised his hand. And he says, I have one question. Everything that we saw was beautiful. However, how come there was no Kisrei Hadam? There was no ceremony done to cover the blood after you had we had seen a sheep or two slaughtered. I'm taken aback by this. Rabbi Heineman paused. Now, the reason he paused was because this Rebbe had made a very, very fundamental mistake. There is a mitzvah of Kisrei Hadam, but it only applies to chayos and ofos, the undomesticated animal, like something like a deer, and to ofos, to birds. There is no mitzvah of Kisrei Hadam when it comes to sheep, which is a behemoth, domesticated animal. This Rebbe had made a very, very basic fundamental mistake. But Rabbi Heineman didn't want to point this out to him in front of the class. Here was all these kids who respected their teacher. He was the source of their Torah learning. He didn't want to say, you blew it. You made a very basic error. So Rabbi Heineman, after pausing for a minute, what did he say? That's the way we do things in Baltimore. This is our minhag. We don't do Kisrei Hadam on sheep. And he said that the Rebbe chuckled a little bit, you know, and they moved on. Now, this relative of Rabbi Heideman, he said, what probably happened was this teacher went back to the city that he had come from with the students, told his fellow teachers and friends about this great trip that they had to Baltimore, how they saw the Shechita, how everything went so well. But he said he's really puzzled. Wow, that's really weird. Rabbi Heideman, his minhag is he doesn't do Kisrei Hadam on sheep. But ultimately, someone set him straight. Someone told him, no, buddy, you're the one who's making a very basic error here. There's no mitzvah of Kisrei Hadam when it comes to a behemoth. It's only on a chay and an oaf, on domesticated animals and on birds, but not on a behemoth, not on a domesticated animal like a sheep. You're the one who made the mistake. Clearly, Rabbi Heideman didn't want to point that out to you, though, in front of your students. What a beautiful idea. Here was Rabbi Heideman in that situation saying, okay, right now, I'll look like I'm the one who's a little bit foolish. That's not our minhag here in Baltimore. We don't do this. And I'll look like the one. But I don't want to ruin these kids. Their whole educational foundation is built on learning from this teacher. Why should I do anything? Why should I use my power of speech to destroy that, to rupture that? I don't want to do that. So I'll take the hit, so to say. It'll all work out. It'll all work out. He will realize his mistake. Later, someone will point it out to him. But it shouldn't be me. Want to do anything to damage that relationship. What a beautiful idea, and I think that's something we could all strive for, because again, as this Parsha teaches us, when it comes to Tzaras, the person who is a Mitzora fell into that trap of speaking ill about someone else, using that Korach HaDibor, that gift of speech, to harm a relationship and to damage the way others feel about another person. We can all be so sensitive to this, and even if we're not dealing in a world of Tzaras now, we don't have a Mitzora. The opportunity exists to misuse our gift of speech, and let's use that gift wisely. I want to share one more very, very short Dvar Torah with you, and that's in Mitzora, the next Parsha. The Torah there is telling us, what is the process of Tahara, of becoming pure? What does that look like? And the Torah tells us that the Lakach HaKohen, the Kohen has to take the Lakach LaMitaher, the Kohen takes for the one who needs to become pure, shtei tziparim chayos. You have to take these two birds, and it tells us what does the process look like. The Eben Ezra gives two commentaries. What does that mean, v'lakach l'metaher? And the Eben Ezra in his first commentary says, HaKohen yikach mishalo. The Kohen takes from his own, meaning the Kohen spends the money on these birds. The Kohen purchases these birds for the one who needs to become tahar. And I saw a beautiful idea in a sefer called Al HaTorah. It was by a Rabbi Mordechai Cohen. I can't tell you I know much about the mechaber of the sefer, but he asked such a fundamentally beautiful question. Who ever heard of such a thing? The first explanation of Eben Ezra is the Kohen has to spend money on buying these birds. Who ever heard of this? Going to the doctor, and it's like the doctor has to pay for the tests, the exams, and the script, the prescription that he's giving to the person? That's the chola's job. That's the job of the person who's ill to put out the expenses. Why should the Kohen, in this first explanation of Eben Ezra, why should the Kohen have to spend any money on this? What's the point? What is going on here? And his suggestion is as follows. He says, we know that the most common reason why someone would have come down with tzaras was because they spoke ill about others. And by and large, as human beings, who are we most prone to speak ill about? Usually our leaders. It's usually people in positions of authority. Because as human beings, we resent authority. We don't want to be told what to do. We want to do what we want to do. So we're always looking for ways and really any excuse possible to denigrate our leaders. It could be religious leaders. It could be political leaders. It's just human nature of who we are. So what does the Torah say to do? The Torah says to this person who's come down with tzaras, and probably he or she has fallen into that trap of speaking ill about their religious leadership. And what does they need to do? They need to go to the Kohen. And they see the Kohen, the person that they may have spoken ill about. And that Kohen spends his own money on the cure of purchasing those tziparim, purchasing those birds that need to be used for the tahara process. And what does that force the person to do? It forces that person to take another look and to think and reassess the situation. All right, this is the person that I thought bad about. This is the person that I spoke ill about. And now look, in my time of need, that person is spending his own money to get me out of this mess, to help me become tahara once again. That's going to be part of the process of helping rehabilitate this person and bring them to a level of teshuva that they may not have reached otherwise. What a beautiful suggestion and what a beautiful answer. But again, this fits into the whole idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God Almighty, gave us this machla, this disease of tzaras. Again, it was a spiritual malady which took on a physical manifestation. But he did it to try to help us realize where we had erred and how we can improve and become better Jews. And this fits so well with that idea. Again, as I said, we don't have tzaras nowadays. Without a Beis HaMikdash, without living in Israel, without a Beis HaMikdash, we don't have this nowadays. And it's so much more difficult to recognize when we've strayed, when we need to come back, and what the message Hashem wants to send us. We all pray for a day, hopefully soon, where we will see a rebuilt Beis HaMikdash, b'mehira b'yameinu, Yerushalayim habnuyah. We'll all be there together. And will become abundantly clear if we've done something wrong, if we've misused our gift of speech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it clear to us that we have room to improve and that we have areas to grow. And he will guide us with his Kohanim to how to be the best Jews that we can possibly be. I thank you all for joining today. Those are the two different Torah I wanted to share. And now we'll move on to our Tehillim that we'll say together. So I'm looking at our Tehillim, and we first have Tehillim Chaf. We'll say this together. Lam natseach mizmor leDavid. Yancho Adonai v'yom tzara yisagevcho Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh mitzion yisodeka. Yizkor kol mincho tzecha v'yolotcho yedash nasela. Yitein lecha chilva v'echa v'chol atzatzcho yimalei. Neran anav yishua tzecha v'shem Eloheinu nidgol. Yimalei Adonai kol mishalot tzecha. Ata yadati ki yoshi Adonai Meshicho, ya'anehu b'shmei kadsho, b'gvuros yeshayimino, elev arechev, elev asusim, v'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nadkir, he'lokoro v'nafalo, v'anachnu kanu v'anisodod, Adonai Hoshiyo, ha'melech ya'anehu v'yom kareinu. Kuf Chaf Aleph, that's Psalm 121. Shir l'malos, esoinai l'harim, e'ayim yavo ezri, ezri me'im adonai, yosei shamayim v'aretz, al yitain la moraglecha, al yanum shomrecha, hinei lo yanum velo yishan, shomer Yisrael, Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha yad yaminecha, yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka, v'yareach balayla, Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor es nashrecha, Adonai yishmor tzeitcha ovolecha, me'ata v'yad olam. And finally, Kuf Lamed, that's Psalm 130. Shira malos mimam makim karosicha Adonai, Adonai shima bekoli, tienaz necha kashuvos lekol tachanunai, imavonos tishmaya Adonai niyamod, kimcha haslicha leman tivarei, kivisi Adonai kivsa nafshi velidvaro hocholti, Nafshi l'Adonai, mishomrim l'aboker, shomrim l'aboker, yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai yachesed varvei mofidus, v'hu yiftes Yisrael mikol avonosav. Now we'll recite together, Achenu, Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanisunim b'tzara v'shivyom, divin dayom uvein dayabosha, Amakom yirachem aleihem, v'yosi emitzara lirvacha, me'afei lo liora, mishibud legula, hashta bagala v'tva karivin omar, amen. We'll continue with the Mishaberach l'chayalei tzahal, the prayer for Israel's defense forces. We're thinking of them during these difficult days where so many are in harm's way and where they're accomplishing so much to keep all of our brothers and sisters in Israel, our whole extended family, to keep them safe and secure. Mishaberach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, v'yivarech es chayalei tzahal al Yisrael, v'anshei kochot ha-bitachon, omdim al mishmar arceinu, v'arei Eloheinu, מגבול הלבנון ומדבר מצרים ומן הים הגדול ובערבה בכל מקום שהם ויבשו באוויר ובים ייתן אדוני את אויבינו אך ממעלינו נגפים ופניהם הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צרה וצוקה מכל נגע ומחלה וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשי ידיהם ידבר שונאינו תחתיהם ויאשר לקצר ישוע ועטרת ניצחון Kuyabem HaKatsuv, Ki Adonai Eloichem, HaOlechim Achem, Lilachem Lachem, Imayrechem, Lehoshia Etchem, V'nomar, Amen. And finally, we'll conclude with the Mishaberach L'cholam, a prayer for all those in need of healing. And I'll pause, so in the middle of this, when it comes time to add the name, so anyone could add a name of someone who's in need of a Refuah Shleima. Berach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo Hu Yivarech Et HaCholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimaleh Rachamim Aleihem V'yilach Limam L'Raposam Achzikam Achiyosam Yishlach Lanei Refuah Shleima Min HaShemayim L'Chol Evareim L'Chol Gideyem B'Sel Shachol Yisrael Refuah HaNefesh Refuah HaGuf Hashtav HaGalav Yizman Kariv V'Nomar Amen. Thank you all for joining.
Amen. Thanks so much, Rabbi Nels. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please, God, in your Hashem in the near future. I want to thank Rebecca Liebe, as always, for all of her help and coordination. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. Hearts full of faith. Be strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing the chama, comfort, physic, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day, Chodesh Tov, beginning tonight here in America, already in Israel, and wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.